Today is a very special day as we celebrate the baptism of Laetitia and Leo, of Nico and Chloe. Baptism is an important step in following Jesus. You see the step there, big step? Now, if we're on a journey, can we just take one step? What do you think? Can you just take one step on a journey? No, if I was walking from here to Toon along the river, would I get there in one step? Yeah. No. Jolly well, no it isn't. David and I walked along the river from Burn to Toon, and it took quite a lot of steps. It's quite a long way. So journeys are made up of several steps. That's true for the Christian journey too. Baptism is a very important step, but it's not the only step. And we have to take lots of steps after our baptism in following Jesus. Now, if we take steps on the journey following Jesus, are we on our own as we do that? No, we're not on our own. What's on this picture here? Can you see, Leo?
100 steps.
It's lots and lots of steps, lots and lots of footprints. It probably looks like a black merge at the back, but it's lots and lots of footsteps, like the big step, all going in the same direction, but lots of together. Because when we're following Jesus, we're always doing so with other people. We're not on our own. We need the support and encouragement of others. That's true for all of us, but it's especially true today for Laetitia and Leo, for Nico and Chloe. They are not on their own. And we can see that today. If you want to look around the church, it's very full today for all the many people who have come to support all those who are being baptized on their journey. And that's especially the godparents and the parents, but also all of us, because we will all promise to support them, to pray for them and encourage them on the way of Jesus. So as we follow Jesus, we're called to take steps for ourselves and we're called to take steps along with others. Today we're thinking about following Jesus. Following Jesus involves many things, but I want us to think about two particular things today in following Jesus. They are believing and belonging. Believing, that's some hands praying there, and belonging. Can you see what's on there, Leo?
People.
Lots of people together, all together. Believing and belonging. First, believing. Now, believing, as we follow Jesus, isn't about believing lots of different facts. It's about trust. Following Jesus means trusting him. At the heart of the Christian faith is the person of Jesus, crucified and risen. And the Christian faith is about trusting Jesus. In our gospel reading, we heard Jesus call the first disciples to follow him. They were going about their ordinary daily lives. They were fishermen. I wonder if we have any fishermen or fisherwomen in our congregation this morning. Maybe people who have a hobby of fishing, yeah? A few, perhaps. I don't suppose we've got anyone whose job is to be a fisherman or a fisherwoman this morning. But that was their job. They were fishermen. But Jesus called them. He called them Andrew, Simon Peter, James and John to follow him. And they did. Now, they didn't understand everything about who Jesus was or what it meant to follow him, but they recognized that he was someone they could trust. So they took a step. They took a step, a very important step, and started to follow him. They had lots to learn. They often misunderstood things. They doubted, they questioned, they made mistakes, and they often let Jesus down. But they kept following him because they trusted him, and as they followed him, they trusted him more and more. A few weeks ago, I had the children at the front, and I asked them, I was talking about God wanting the best for us, and I asked the children, what did they think was the best that God wanted for us? And Leo here, who's going to be baptized soon, Leo gave a very good answer. He said, He thought the best thing God wanted for us was to trust him. The best thing God wanted for us was to trust him. That's the best step that we can take. In a few moments in our baptism service, we will all be asked, do you believe and trust in God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit? The parents and the godparents will also promise to turn away from evil and to turn to Christ as Savior and Lord and to follow him. We are all called to trust Jesus and to follow him. And believing, trusting, is very important. So how can we believe more? How can we trust God more? Well, we can do that through reading and listening to stories in the Bible and through talking to God in prayer. See the picture of the hands on there. And Leo and Nico and Chloe and Laetitia will need encouragement to listen to the stories of Jesus and to pray. But we all need to read the Bible and to pray more in order to grow in our trust of God. But following Jesus isn't just about believing. It's also about belonging. It's about belonging as well. It's about belonging. Yeah, praying is part of our helping us believe, Nico, isn't it? And we pray together and it helps us feel that we belong. So as we have the baptisms today of Nico and Chloe, Laetitia and Leo, they're baptized in the name of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. They begin the journey of trusting Jesus. They are also welcomed into the family of the church. Baptism is like a badge of belonging. A badge of belonging. Because when we're baptized, we belong to Jesus, and we also belong to the family of his people. We belong together in the church. So after the baptism, we will say, Laetitia and Leo, Nico and Chloe, we welcome you into the fellowship of faith. We are children of the same Heavenly Father. So following Jesus isn't just about believing and trusting for ourselves, though that's very important. It's also about belonging to his people and learning together with them. We are not on our own on the Christian journey. So I hope that Nico and Chloe, Laetitia and Leo will feel they belong here at St. Ursula's, and they will come along to church and junior church regularly, because coming to church is not an optional extra if we're going to follow Jesus. And belonging to a Christian community can be a great support. It can be a great encouragement. If we're honest, it can also sometimes be quite hard, because other members of the church can irritate us, maybe sometimes even hurt us in some way. But as Paul says to the Ephesians in our second reading, believing in one Spirit, believing in one Lord Jesus, believing in one God the Father, also means being patient and gentle with others in the church. In the one Spirit, through our baptism, we belong together in one body, the body of Christ. So believing and belonging are both very important as we follow Jesus. Perhaps for some people, belonging comes first. We come along to a church, we feel at home in a church, we feel we belong, we make friends. We may not be exactly sure what we believe, but being part of the church community is important. And hopefully as we worship together, as we listen to stories about Jesus together, as we pray, ask questions, learn from others, then we begin to trust God more for ourselves. Our belonging deepens our believing. But maybe for some people, it's the opposite. For some people, have a very strong sense of belief and trust in Jesus, but they find it very hard to settle in a church and feel that they belong in a church. The other people are far from perfect, not to say ourselves aren't far from perfect too. And often we have people we disagree with, and it's not always easy. But hopefully as we grow in our trust for Jesus, we also grow in our sense of belonging to his people. Now, I want to just do a summary of what I've been talking about, but I'd like a few of the children to come to the front to help me. So can I have some children to hold up very, very carefully? Would you like to hold this one, this big step? Okay, Freddie, you hold this one. Stand right next to it there. Okay. Okay, Leo, why don't you hold following Jesus? So you stand in the line next to Frederick there. That's it. Okay, Samuel, you stand there. And Jemima, you stand at the end here. You stand over here, hold this one. Yeah, you can hold it together with Joanna. Fantastic. Now, as we today pray especially for Laetitia and Leo and for Nico and Chloe, we also pray for ourselves that we will all take a step further, a step in following Jesus as we learn to trust him more and more, realizing that as we take that step, we're taking a step with lots of other people. We're learning together with others in the church. Believing and belonging, let us follow Jesus. Amen.